little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Let's do it, man.
Hi, my name is Leah, and this song is called Whistler's Riddle.
Not many people can say their parents are Chinese pop royalty, but musician Leah Dou can. Her parents are pop star Fei Wong and rock star and producer Dou Wei. But at the age of 21, Leah's fast on the path to catching them up. She's released two albums, written an award-winning film soundtrack, and her first ever UK gig was playing the O2 Arena supporting Bastille. Leah's music draws from a lot of influences, trip-hop, folk, pop, electronica, dub, the list goes on. But in this session, she's reworked a few of her tracks for us and stripped them down to their bare bones. Here's Leah Dou. Welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're over here playing a few shows at The Great Escape and in London, but I read that the first ever show you played in London was at the O2 Arena supporting Bastille.
Yeah, I guess it was. Wow, that's really crazy.
That's a pretty big show for your first ever UK show.
You don't say. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was nuts. I've never, ever seen anything like it. Even back home, I've never played arenas, so... Yeah, it was. I can't quite find words to articulate that feeling.
It must be funny coming back when you've played to however many thousand people and to play to small rooms of sort of 200 people. How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, you know what? It actually freaks me out much more to play at like small venues rather than big ones.
When you can see the faces.
Yeah, when you're playing in... like really, really big spaces with a lot of people, at one point you lose count and it's just, you know, and they're standing pretty far away from you so you can't really see their faces. But with intimate venues, you can see everyone's face and that's just scary as hell. Yeah.
And when you get given such an enormous stage for your first ever show somewhere, how do you fill it? Where do you sort of spread your band across?
Honestly, I don't know what to do with all the space that I'm given,
like stage wise.
Yeah, I try to throw in like I have this like imagery in my head of myself, you know, dancing on stage, but then it kind of just ends up being me moving my limbs really awkwardly, like shaking them off for a little bit and then stopping because of realizing how ridiculous I might look. But musically, I think we've managed pretty well, I mean, filling up the space. This one's called Cherry Blossom Tree.
Your parents are both kind of Chinese music royalty.
Right.
You must have grown up in a very musical household, but do you remember when you started to play yourself?
I don't remember like a specific like point. I can't really nail down exactly when it was that I started playing. It kind of just happened gradually. As a kid, I've always enjoyed singing, and I was always very sure that I was gonna go down this path of music. It was just the matter of pinning down exactly what part of music that I wanted to participate in, whether it was, you know, playing an instrument or writing or, you know, just being a singer. It wasn't until I was 16, I auditioned for this high school, this art school in Michigan, and the requirements were to write 3 original songs, and I hadn't written anything before then, so I tried it out and I really liked it, and that's when I sort of like really started playing and like writing and stuff like that.
And you've released 2 albums so far, first one Stone Cafe and then Kids Only.
Yeah.
And I'd say Stone Cafe is kind of a bit more of a straightforward pop album.
Sure.
Than Kids Only. Is that kind of the way that you want to move in, like that more sort of experimental sound into your music?
Well, honestly, I don't know.
Going with the flow.
Yeah, when I first started out being an artist, I had this assumption that I was going to like find a certain sound and then stick to it, because I feel like that's what I've heard from like that's what other people told me as well, like, oh yeah, you need to find your sound. But that's just been, it's, that just doesn't seem to be the case for me. It's working on my 3rd album right now, it's completely changed. It's completely different from Kids Only. And I think for me, that's pretty normal, because, you know, even just as a person, there's always, like, change is the only constant thing. Like, nothing is actually, like, permanent or constant, but change. And so I guess I'm keeping an open mind and just seeing where it goes. Yeah, I don't really have a target or like an idea of where I want it to go. I'm just letting it take me wherever it takes me, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you.
This one is called Blooming.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Thanks to this week's guest, Leah Doe. This programme was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have psych rock singer Sam Evian in the studio. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
How can I erase the lines on your cheeks? They grow so slowly. Oh, how can I be caught in such misery? I'm the moon, you're my velvet blue. And if you must hear a whisper to your ears, and if you must see, I'll show you gently. I know I'm not the sun, but I am always here. You'll see that I'm always near. Da 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 da. Don't go, I'll be a friend. Don't let go, it's almost ending. Please say